Right now, Christian Aid is hosting a fish and chip and poetry evening tomorrow at the Dorchester YMCA. And former teacher, it says, I should have put my finger on it when it said that, Peter, shouldn't I really? Peter Green has always been captivated by both ancient and modern poetry. And the COVID pandemic presented him with some time to more than dabble in the odd verse. Good afternoon to you, Peter. Welcome to the programme. Nice to have you on. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Let me just turn your microphone up a bit because it's a little bit quiet. That's better. Now, welcome to Keep 106. You said you listen quite often. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Now, tell us about this event, first of all. Fish and chips and poetry. Well, fish and chips and Peter Green, really, isn't it? What's it all about?
Well, it's an aid of Christian Aid. We have lots of fundraising events at Christian Aid. Last week, we were in South Street and shaking a tin. And during that morning, we raised over £400 just from
That's
collecting
brilliant.
Street collection. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
All volunteers, all committed to the philosophy and principles of Christian Aid, which are to alleviate poverty in the developing world. Projects, financing projects, volunteers there teaching people skills involved in farming, land management, helping people set up their cooperatives so they can
so
be self-sufficient.
Become sustainable, basically.
Exactly,
yeah,
that's right.
That's a brilliant idea, yeah.
Yeah, so... And all the money from Christian Aid goes directly through that. Their administration costs are very low.
So it's helping people to help themselves.
Indeed.
That is what it's all about.
Yeah. Teach a person to fish and
Fantastic.
They will, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say, isn't it? That's a saying. Yeah. Now, when did your interest in poetry start?
Well, I've been interested in poetry for a long, long time. I used to teach classics and... My interest in poetry is through the ancients. For instance, one of my favourite poets is Catullus, the Roman poet. Then we go back to the Greeks as well, to Pindar and Homer. So I've always had an interest in poetry, ancient, but modern as well. And I like reading, you know, different poets, Keats as an example. But... in writing poetry only happened during lockdown, where with time on our side and just sort of deciding to dabble and versify, I just started doing it. And in fact, I always used to read when I used to work in London and travel about on the underground in London. On the London Underground, you had the poems on the underground. And I used to love reading those, some long, some short ones, always amusing.
That was a brilliant idea, wasn't it? I think
beautiful idea, yeah.
Because you're hanging around or you're going up on the lift or whatever, and you can just read it as you go. Yeah,
indeed, exactly. And you might burst into a smile and point someone to the poem. And of course, they published a lot of poems on the underground now. So I've liked that. And as I say, so I've since then, I've just been sort of versifying, if that's the right word, some long, some short, and probably fair to say some of the poems are rather acerbic and satirical. Where
I was going to ask you what inspires you and what sort of poetry do you write, because poetry is so vast, isn't it?
It's very vast, so light-hearted limericks, but also during the pandemic I got really wound up about what was happening, and now it's all coming out in the Inquiry. So I've written...
Oh, yes, is it? Boy, oh, boy. It's really good entertainment. Better than normal television, isn't it?
Indeed it is, and hearing about it. So I wrote, you know, verses, and there's a Roman poet called Juvenal, and I did some in the style of Juvenal, where he was very... Well, I hope I'm not bitter and twisted, but he comes across as very bitter and twisted, writing in that style about... you know, the injustices, the unfairness that were going on at the time. And so several of those poems are there, and they all need a context. So that it moves between that and doing light-hearted things as well.
Now, if people come along to see you tomorrow, what can they expect?
They expect a mixture of both those serious ones, the light-hearted ones, a little bit of engagement in dialogue, and general entertainment, getting into poetry. Yes.
Sounds like a bit of fun as well.
I hope it will be.
Yeah. Now, you've brought some poems for us today. What are you going to read to first? Because we'll get you to read a poem, then we'll play a piece of music and we'll chat some more, if that's
lovely,
okay.
Yeah. Well, the first one is about poems on the underground. And just in lockdown, I started, and here's the first one. Writing a poem on the underground is clever. Something that I can never do. Ideas, inspiration. I never lack, though I'm jostled side and back and front. Ideas flow, words come, escape and go. I greet people I shall never know. I blink, see a poem, ads, Beck's map, so smart. I think, everyone a work of art. So why can't I write a poem on the underground? I can't understand. Ah, I know, no paper, pencil, pen to hand.
That's very inspiring. Maybe you will get a poem on the underground sooner or later. What do you think?
I would hope so. You never know. I'll have to submit it at some time. But yeah.
Now, as I say, Peter is my guest today. He's a local poet and he's presenting a show. I guess it's a show. Can we call it a show?
If you like, yeah. Yes. I don't mind.
Fish and Chips and Poetry. What gave you the idea for that then?
Oh, well, we have a Christian Aid Committee, and at the committee we have decide on various fundraising events. One of our main events that we used to host before the pandemic was our house-to-house collection, usually in May, and that was our biggest income generator. But of course, since COVID, that has ceased and we haven't been able to do it. So we're looking at other events. So sometimes we host a quiz evening as an example. And this came about as, well, what can we as a committee do to continue to raise funds in different ways other than the house to house? So, for instance, we have the carol singing at Christmas. So that's another event.
And this is something a bit different, isn't it?
It is different, yeah. Yes. And I've been to other evenings with and enjoyed them and thought, well, you know, just my poetry, my poems, verses, I perhaps shouldn't dignify them with the word poetry, but nevertheless, it's just an evening of entertainment and amusement that we can do. So and at the end of it, there'll be a retiring collection for anyone who wishes to come and contribute to the valuable work that Christian Aid does.
Well, we'll talk about the times and things in a moment, but you've got another poem for us?
I'll read you a very short limerick. And then another short poem. One limerick, well, you'll see when I read it. It's called Equality, Reality or Myth. And it's based upon something I heard on the BBC. A young woman out in Dubai showed her legs and an exposed thigh. A public lashing was staged. The West protested and raged, but continued their weapons supply.
That's very thought-provoking, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. I was a bit worried where you were going with that to start off with.
It rings a bell, and from that, there's a lot that comes from that, and several of my verses are on that line, but I'm not going to pursue that.
Do you know,
now,
at the start of the programme, I played, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but Millicent Martin from The Week That Was, and some of the, every week she'd talk about different stories, and I found a clip, and it relates to what's going on today, you know, going on about cabinet reshuffles and all the rest of it. Things just repeat themselves, don't they?
Oh, they do. Yeah. I do remember Millicent Martin, yeah. Yes, as well.
What have you got for us next?
I've got another one. It's called Principles or Politics, and it is actually written early on in the pandemic. For most of my verses, I write a little piece of introduction, and this one's called, as I say, called Principles of Politics, and it's the first verse in a rather long one, so I'm only going to read the first verse from it. The world's gone mad. Everywhere in COVID-19's cloak clad. Health services run down. What's to be done? Free marketeers, where are you now? Is not the cure in your hands? Ah, the markets always find a solution. The solution soon, a resolution. Yes, there's always cash in a crash. So an antidote will appear. It will be found around the corner. But how big's the corner? The corner's a curve. We don't know as the virus grows and grows and grows, while the economy slows and slows and slows. Financiers and bosses now eye the money, sat at screens and phones. Phony phase over. Reality kicks in. Funny that.
Very thought-provoking and very timely too, with the inquiry going on.
It is. I thought I'd read that one just as I said. It is the first of a rather long one on COVID.
So what time tomorrow and where?
It's at 7:30 at the YMCA in Dorchester, 7:30 to 9:30. It's a fish and chip supper. The fish and chips have already had to be ordered, so people are welcome to come along now, but they won't be able to have fish and chips. But you can welcome to come and listen, as long as you're happy not to to share or bring your own or have something beforehand before you decide to come. But look forward to seeing anyone who wishes to be there.
Peter, it's great to see you again. I hope you have a very successful evening tomorrow night. Can you let me know, maybe email me or something and let me know how it went? I hope you raised lots and lots of money for such a good cause.
I will do, Robbie. Yeah, thank you. That's very kind of you to offer that invitation. And I certainly will do, yes.
Thank you very much. Good to see you today.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks very much for your time.
Bye.
Bye.